And item 11, staff. Gail?
Yes, on July 12th, we had our annual Staff Development Day. I thought it was a very good day for all of us to come together, and some of the sessions included in embracing change. So Sarah's gone through a lot of changes over the last few years, and even more so, and we're continuing to go through the changes. So we had a good discussion. The presenter was very engaging. It wasn't sitting there and listening to someone just, you know, yammer on and on. It was very, a lot of roundtable discussions that were good. And then also we discussed excellent customer service and times that we've experienced it, and, you know, how it made us feel, and, you know, what happened and everything around that. So I thought it was I've received very positive feedback from that day. So I wanted to mention that.
Good. And Tim?
Quick update on PIMCO. You may have seen an announcement last week. The global head of risk management resigned from the firm on Friday. I can tell you what I've read in the newspaper, that it was regarding allegations of improper contact with another PIMCO employee. It's a personnel matter, so PIMCO is not commenting on that. But he resigned from the firm on Friday, a portfolio manager. He's been with the firm off and on for a number of years. Sudhi Mariappa is stepping into that role. From impact on Cicero portfolios, because our mandate with PIMCO is actually managed by research affiliates for all the trades, global head of risk management doesn't really have an impact on that. So pretty minor impact to us.
Okay. Thank you, Tim. 11B, outside professionals report. Don't see any left. And 11C, trustee comments. Jerry.
Yeah, went to Invesco, 2 weeks ago, you and I, and told Tim, but didn't report to the board. Thought I was favorably impressed. They brought in their teams that do research for each investment, and I was amazed at how many teams look at an investment. It isn't just the fund manager and one or two people. They have teams that do everything. They have a legal team. They have a compliance team. They have that. It's just one after the other, and they each reported to us. They each reported to us, and I was impressed. We also delved a little deeper. So what are issues that occur when you're going into an investment? And the environmental issue seems to be one that creeps up on them all the time. So they go after a building. They really see the advantage. They're going to get it at a discount rate. They can fix it up or do whatever with it. They get into it, and all of a sudden they realize that the two blocks down was a gas station that sprung a leak 20 years ago. The fuel has found its way into the sub basement of this building. So they have all these issues that pop up, and that's just a minor. There's other ones that pop up that I'm not real familiar with, but they deal with. And when we asked that question, this grin came across all their faces, and they almost simultaneously all said, you know, it's in the environmental stuff that really can hold us up. So I was favorably impressed, and thought that Fund 5 was a good one to go in. Already the investments that they've made in Fund 5 look good, and they're making wise choices with their investments. So just wanted to make that update.
Thanks, Sherry.
I agree with Jerry. I thought it was a very good and valuable experience. And I would encourage, as I think the value for the trustees to participate in these on-site visits is very important, and it gives us an opportunity to see the people that we're investing with and hear their logic, to get a feel for the culture of their office and so forth. And I walked away feeling much more comfortable than this big question mark of who Invesco is. So whenever the opportunity comes up for a trustee to go on an on-site, I think it's critical that somebody from the board be there. Just
good point.
So another comment just for the future. I'm wondering if it would be possible for us to have on the agenda an educational session about disability and mental health. And I think it's more black and white when it comes to someone who's broken an ankle and they have ongoing musculoskeletal issues and so forth, and a lot of us can relate to injuries and so forth. With mental health, it's more of a challenge. And I think we perhaps need a little bit more understanding of, you know, how, what are the legal parameters and so forth, but also our understanding of mental health and how that can impact disability and what that means. Because my sense is that there's, throughout our society, that there's a little bit of a bias regarding mental health versus physical ailments. So, I don't know, is that something we can get on the agenda? So, no. Not, and as, you know, someone who's in the middle as much as possible, I don't want someone coming in here and promoting disability for anyone with depression, but just for educational purposes.
Noted. Any other trustee comments?
Yes. Tim and Gabe and I attended the DOJ Investments conference last week. Yeah, time flies. Anyway, very interesting conference. Got a chance to kick the tires. We walked to specific investment properties. Kind of got a soup to nuts one day, you know, injection of what it takes to take on one of these opportunities and bring it to fruition. You know, the particular investments that we saw were in the city of Los Angeles, in Hollywood in particular, kind of a unique submarket, to put it mildly, in terms of what's happening there and why the investment is reaching fruition. But it was a good opportunity to get a very up-close view of all of the DOJ principals and the people who are actually doing the work and making the decisions. So I thought it was good. Hopefully they can work on room acoustics and microphones next time, but other than that, it was
good. You talk about the on-site was good, though, because they showed us a lot of maps of different investments, but then they explain, you know, this neighborhood, Boston or Brooklyn's coming up, and then they show different colors of this area starting to be gentrified, where that term is. And so it was really interesting to see when they invest how they're already looking so far in advance of what they think is going to happen in this area, whether it's going to turn in from a meat plant area to a retail and condo. So it was very educational.
Yeah, it really was. The lead time and the thought, that the foresight in terms of trying to predict or see the opportunity is pretty amazing. And it's sort of the antithesis of core real estate. This can be all about entitlement risk and all of the things that can happen along the way while you develop the project. So I thought it was very interesting. And you're right, we saw a number. The presentations covered a variety of, I don't want to get into details because we're here in public session, but a variety of projects around the United States in different markets that have different influences. Mm-hmm. We happened to be sitting in one for the conference, and that was unique in the Hollywood area. But
So it was a client conference?
Yeah, it was a client conference. Just a very, very informative. And if people get the opportunity, it's good to go, just for the same reasons that David said earlier about doing on-sites. You get a real up-close view and a chance to interact on breaks and Q&A. And
it's good to hear what they're thinking, you know, how their logic is when they're making these investments.
A lot of smart people in that room.
A lot of smart people in that room, mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Anyway, that's my report.
And Gabe was there too, right?
Yes, Gabe. Sorry.
I hesitated for a half second. I'm like, forget it.
The devil on one side, the devil on the other side.
Exactly. any other trustee comments? Shot. On that note, meeting is adjourned.